You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You have an investing style. TD Ameritrade has a mobile app to match it. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and Think or Swim Mobile to find the one that's right for you. Member SIPC.
The most interesting thing in tech is that we finally have the rules, kind of the official beginning of Facebook's content oversight board. The way decisions have traditionally been made at Facebook is they all go up to Mark Zuckerberg. He is the final decider. He owns the company. He owns the majority of the voting shares. He is the CEO. But for now, there's going to be one subset of decisions that will actually go to something like a Supreme Court that will have authority over Zuckerberg and the rest of Facebook's management. So these are decisions, the complicated calls involving content. So if somebody posts something in newsfeed and it's not clear whether it should go down because it's terrorism content, or different values are in competition. For example, there was a famous story about the photograph of a naked Vietnamese girl showing the terror of the Vietnamese War. Should that be taken down? Should it stay up? That's a hard call. Sometimes there's a post that looks like maybe it will incite violence, but also has political content. There's the big question about whether Facebook should allow politicians to lie in advertisements. All of these decisions will be adjudicated by people at Facebook, and they have something like 20,000 humans who moderate content in different languages around the world. But the hard calls will be kicked up to this group of 11 to 41 people will all be paid to have a part-time job. From what I hear, it's prestigious people who know a lot about these issues. They'll meet in groups of fives and they'll decide. So a couple things are interesting about this. One, I don't think I've ever heard of a company that has basically hired an outside Supreme Court to do some of its job. Two, this is the first time that Mark Zuckerberg will potentially be overruled on Facebook decisions. And three, why are they doing it just for content and not for anything else? You can imagine Facebook having a oversight board that would determine its policies on artificial intelligence. You can imagine it making decisions on how the different platforms are integrated, right? You can imagine if you're going to have a Supreme Court, you could have it decide all kinds of stuff. Why are they just limiting it to content? In any case, it's probably a good thing, and it's certainly an interesting thing. That's why it's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.